Well, Declan, it's only January. The game's coming thick and fast. One last Wednesday night, and obviously two in the next number of days, starting tomorrow in Monaghan.
Exactly, Tom. They're coming thick and fast, all right. And yeah, listen, we were happy with what went tonight in terms of how we went about the business. The boys worked extremely hard, and you know, really worked high up, pressed high up the park, and a lot of good turnovers and stuff like that that we're looking on, and we were moving the ball that bit quicker. And that's the kind of stuff that we've been working on. You know, we take into consideration the opposition, but you can only beat what's put in front of you, and we know it'll be a sterner task tomorrow against Monaghan.
Yeah, and I suppose that was the beauty of Wednesday night's game. It gave you an opportunity to ease into competitive action.
Exactly, and it gave a number of lads an opportunity, and again, tomorrow will be the exact same. We'll be looking at a couple more and see where they're at. But, you know, the attitude overall and the application to training and games has been top class, and you know, we're striving to push the thing forward, and I know it's only January yet, but you know, you'd have to be very happy with, you know, with the first 6-8 weeks that the guys have put in.
Hmm. And looking to tomorrow's game, you will be making changes again, will you?
Yeah, there'll be a number of changes, Tom. There's a couple of guys carrying a bits of knocks. Cian Mulligan's going to be out for a couple of weeks with a quad injury, and there's some doubt over Michael Langan. I'll know more later on today. And I mean, possibly we'll have Owen McNeilis back, and Mark Anthony McGinley will start in goal, and we're hoping that Steve McManaman will also be ready to play tomorrow. So yeah, there'll be a number of changes, and again, there'll be probably lads coming in off the bench too, and it's all part and parcel of the preparation going into the National League, Tom. And you know, it's nice to win these matches, and again, tomorrow we'll be going out to win that match. Listen, we're looking for a performance, and we're looking for that attitude and all of that there, and hopefully come with that the results. So, but the bigger picture season is getting ready for Killarney on the 28th.
Yeah, and of course Monaghan suffered a somewhat surprise defeat on Wednesday night against Fermanagh. They'll obviously be want to bounce back as well, and given the rivalry between Donegal and Monaghan, it'll add an extra edge to this one tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Monaghan are always a physical side, and you know, I've seen in the match against Fermanagh that they did bring on some of the more experienced players, and Fintan Kelly and Darren Hughes came on, to probably expect them to play tomorrow. Fermanagh, looking at the Fermanagh lineup, they would look to be relatively strong, and must be a fair emphasis on, you know, getting off to a good start. But from our point of view, listen, it's Monaghan tomorrow, and that's our target, and that's our aim, and we're looking for another performance that will get us the result. And as again, it's going to be another hard working performance required.
And a win tomorrow, and it probably takes the pressure off on Wednesday night against Fermanagh.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I mean, people are on about, you know, the McKenna Cup not being that important, but from our point of view, it is important in terms of getting games into the lads. You know, they've done their training. We had two pre-season matches against Roscommon and Armagh, and now the games are coming ticking fast. And if you can get to the semi-final or final of the McKenna Cup, it's given other lads an opportunity to get back in there in preparation of the National League, and that's where it's important, and you know, that's why it is important to us.
In the overall scheme of things, you know, you're back in full training since December, obviously using experimental sides, a lot of the senior players, more experienced players that we're going to be hoping to see in the league, they're back with you as well. So how is training going overall?
Yeah, training's been very good. As I said, the application to training and the attitude's been top class, and I mean, the guys are working extremely hard, not just the guys that are playing games at the minute, but the guys that are in doing their conditioning work. All the guys are back on the pitch now at this stage, and yeah, they're working extremely hard. And as I say, the bigger picture is always going to be the 13th of May, but there's a long road to get there, and we're treating the McKenna Cup seriously. The Division 1 is going to be very, very tough and competitive, and you know, that will also be treated seriously, but we have to look at the bigger picture, which is the 13th of May, and all roads and everything's geared towards that day. That's the start of the championship.
We heard a number of weeks ago that Michael Murphy, Neil McGee, Frank Midlane are going to miss the early part of the league, that Leo McLoone's carrying a knock, and of course Paddy McGrath is probably speaking to us at the launch of the jersey, setting himself a target of a return to March. How are they coming on in general?
Yeah, they're all making good progress, and I mean, we're in no great rush back with a number of those guys, because the plan was always to try and have them in for the last four National League games, and you know, to get a proper run at the end of the National League, and then you know, the drive into the championship basically. in terms of Paddy McGrath, he's ahead of schedule, so we're hoping that he will get game time in the National League. And Leo McLoone is making good progress, and you know, he's back training, so he'll be on the pitch sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and I'm sure you would like to maybe get some of your more regular players back into action at some stage tomorrow, or if not on Wednesday night.
Listen, we'll be getting those guys back bit by bit, and as I say, the important thing from our point of view, if we do get an extended run in the McKenna Cup, is that we can get those lads that, you know, that we will be using in the National League match against Kerry down in Killarney, that will be part of that squad, that we get them those lads game time. And you know, from that point of view, as I said, that's important for us, because if we're not in the McKenna Cup, then we will be looking for matches elsewhere. So it's always important to have these competitive matches.